Herzlich willkommen zu Saatkorn, deinem Podcast mit Inspiration für eine bessere Arbeitswelt. Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zum Saatkorn-Podcast. Jo, heute spannendes Thema. Alle, die von euch auf der Zukunft Personal waren, und ich denke mal, das waren wahrscheinlich 99,8% aller ZuhörerInnen dieses Podcast-Formats, werden ja an einer Sache nicht vorbeigekommen sein, nämlich an der neuen Brand Onlyfy. Dahinter verbirgt sich Xing, dahinter verbirgt sich Prescreen und natürlich bin ich neugierig und will so ein bisschen hören, vielleicht nochmal ein bisschen genauer nachgefragt, was genau dahinter steckt und was sich Onlyfy eigentlich von dem Rebranding erhofft und was das Neue am Produkt ist. Und ich freue mich total. Ich habe zwei Gäste am Start und das ist auch der Grund, warum ich jetzt gleich in englische Sprache switche. Den ersten kann ich noch auf Deutsch anmoderieren, das ist Uwe Habicher, der ist bei Onlyfy zuständig für die Brand, er ist Director Brand Marketing bei der New Work SE, das ist natürlich der Mutterkonzern von Onlyfy. Und dann, now I switch to English, Solon Magoulakis, he's Vice President Product and User Experience also within New Work SE and is responsible for the product Onlyfy. So, welcome you both. I'm super happy to have you here on the podcast.
Hey, Gero, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great that you are here. And perhaps, Uwe, I start with you since we've been talking in the summer. You've been with Prescreen and Xing e-recruiting. You've been part of the RC22 festival. And at that time, you already mentioned, we have something in mind. We will have a big project coming up in autumn. And of course, I thought, okay, then Zukunft Personal will be the time. And of course, now we know what it's about or what it was about at that point in time. It was the new brand, Onlyfy. How did that evolve? Since when are you working on this project?
Yeah, okay, then let me start from the beginning. So I started working for New Work SE in November 21. And at that point of time, we didn't have nothing except of the strong ambition to create a new brand. Why did we wanted to create a new brand? Because our whole recruiting business kind of grew organically. And back in the days, we were like, okay, this could be just Xing e-recruiting. This is our brand, which was technically a sub-brand of Xing. And that worked pretty well, but that business grew. And right now it's delivering almost 2/3 of our whole revenue. And of course, then we found it could be better to have a brand that is completely designed for our recruiting business, not designed for to be a B2C brand and then have a sub-brand that is delivering our recruiting portfolio. So this was like the technical reason. But as well, we have like two brands. We had Xing e-recruiting and Prescreen. We acquired Prescreen some years ago. And so we had two brands, which is almost, it's always a little bit clunky, you know, to have your product portfolio under two brands. So that was another reason, but that's as well a technical reason.
All right.
But yeah.
Go on, Uwe, sorry.
Yeah. So, but if we look on like the emotional aspects, so if you walk over the ZPE, it was just one day ago, so we all have that experience in mind. Recruiting feels like, and the whole HR bubble feels like completely based on software and technology. And we felt like there should be a little bit more love in the whole thing because we all started to work in the HR, in the field of HR, because we wanted to work with people, we wanted to work for people, we wanted to bring people together, to help people grow. And this is something you hardly feel if you go, if you pass all the booths on the ZPE. And so we said, okay, let's make that love a little bit more tangible. And that fits kind of pretty well with our positioning as a matchmaker, because this is what we technically are. We have Xing. This is a platform with 21 million talent profiles. And we have Onlyfy, which has excellent recruiting solutions. And if you bring that together, you have a marketplace where companies meet talents and talents meet companies. So this whole matchmaking thing is related to love as well, because we all know matchmaking brands, not in the field of HR, but there's a kind of a similarity as well that you can feel in a whole brand identity.
All right, so I guess we understand the brand design, the brand evolution, the idea behind of it. And if I take a look at the website or also on your profiles, it's only Phi, and you can read, if you have your glasses on up from a certain age, you can read only Phi by Xing. So, and my question is, will this disappear sometime from now? Because at the moment, for the transfer, for the rollout of the new brand, I guess it's important to make that clear. But do you plan to use that in the future?
No, it's exactly as you said. So if our target audience, if the recruiting crowd learned that we are a sister brand to Xing, which is important to understand our products as well, then we can get rid of that clunky subline. And then it's just Onlyfy and Xing, our two brands for the recruiting world. But for the time being, we really feel well with that line, because it's not just helping us for getting more awareness and getting more traction in the market. It's a statement as well. Like, we are really tied to Xing. It's not a step away from Xing. It's a step towards Xing, having two brands that work together as a marketplace.
Yeah, perfect. So when I take a look at the whole product, at the new product, I guess it's a combination of several things. Obviously, Prescreen is gone as a brand and is now part of Onlyfy. It's integrated. So the whole ATS functionality is included in the new product. And if I would describe it now without having done the podcast yet, I would always say, okay, what did they do? They combined the product Prescreen with the product Xing and made sure that you can get access to the 21 million profiles via that applicant tracking tool. So that's the core of the idea, at least how I understand it. Solon, is that right, or is that not really precisely what you've been doing?
I mean, super top level, you're, you know, your ballpark there. Onlyfy One, which is the name of our talent acquisition platform, is indeed a baby that Prescreen and the Xingi recruiting products had, right?
Yes.
But these were two completely different ecosystems. So if we go back to the heart of things, to the product strategy, we said, okay, right now we have an ATS, we have a plethora of recruiting tools. However, what we're doing is we're putting them around the user and asking the user to actually do the work and go to them. And that's not how a product experience should feel. So what we did was we calibrated our ATS throughout 2022 to make it more intuitive, create a more guided experience, make it work as much as out of the box as possible. And then we started an amazing journey of taking this platform and integrating within it parts of the Xing e-recruiting ecosystem, starting with what we call sourcing delighters. So we're basically taking delighters on the sourcing experience and introducing them natively to what used to be in the past an ATS experience. So what happens actually now is, you go through a more or less, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see them, through a classic ATS job creation flow, but the experience there already is completely rewired. The tool is much more intuitive. It relies heavily on creating a guided experience with autocompletes or recommendation of skills for your job. It has a very rich and pre-configured publishing step. We offer additional goodies such as social media recruiting or WhatsApp integrations. But the magic happens the moment you publish your job. As you just said, you actually immediately get candidate recommendations from Xing. with reasons why those recommendations are offered to you. So matching score, willingness to change job, and so on and so forth. And a very convenient way to invite those candidates to be part of the discussion with you, if you want to. So in a nutshell, it is the merge of these two universes. It feels like an ATS. It's pre-filled with candidates, however. Mm-hmm. And it's a much more intuitive and guided experience. So we didn't just take two things and just like put them together. We optimized them and we said, okay, what's the experience that this merge should deliver? And then worked to bring it to life.
Very interesting. And as I said, my approach was super, as you said, it was super high level for the explanation. I think from a strategic point of view, it makes super sense if you have, at the end of the day, if you have a database of 21 million candidates to combine it with your ATS. The big question that I have in mind is, and also talking about a very high strategic view on things, we all know that Xing, the career network, is heavily under pressure, and there's a lot of people who are not super satisfied. So, but they are now in this database, and from a user's point of view, I guess the approach is to move away from the let's say social media part of a career network, but to come way closer to Xing being a benefit from a user's perspective, not now an HR guy, but the user, the talent that's mm-hmm. that has a Xing profile, to use this for your own professional evolution development. So if you're a job seeker, probably you can address that with Xing, and then it's directly related to the OnlyFi features that you just mentioned. Is that correct? So also to avoid that people now get spammed with job suggestions who are not actively job seekers. So it's a question I had in mind.
Exactly, it's an interconnected ecosystem, intricately interconnected, but nonetheless, that's more or less how things go. First of all, Xing is a huge network. I think it's a pillar of recruiting and professional networking in the DAP region and beyond. And I think as Xing works to make its candidates complete their profiles, have well-described users, this is exactly what happens on the B side. We get signalized from these signals, and we are able to integrate those talents in the machine and create the match with recruiters. And I think this also works the other way around. I think OnlyFi One is a great asset that we can leverage as New Work SE to basically kill any last assumptions of how active Xing is as a network. And that's something only we can do, because we have this native connection between a talent acquisition platform and a network and a professional social/professional network. What I mean by this is, from the C side, from the candidate side, you are more or less on Xing because either you want to achieve your next career step, because you want to network, because you want to be more or less within the world of work as a professional. Mm. Now, if the platform itself starts signalizing you and inviting you to discussions about your next career step, that immediately revitalizes the relationship you have with the platform, right? So that's, I think that's a huge asset that we can leverage in this situation. Because OnlyFi One brings back the love there in this, as Uwe said earlier, in this situation. You get invited in the discussion, and the platform does the heavy lifting for the candidate as well. And that delivers value to Xing at the end of the day.
Yeah, my big question is, I get that for people who are looking for jobs or looking for development, but there's also a lot of people who are or who might be on Xing, you will know way better than me, mm-hmm. not for these reasons. So if I take myself, I'm not on the platform to get a new job. I was on the platform so far to network, but there are several decisions. So groups will be closed in January. So that's one reason less, and one net, at least in my point of view, important networking function less. So my big question is, how do you generate the transfer of the platform Xing in terms of all the candidates and users who use Xing with a premium profile to make sure that they really benefit from this new strategy? Because when I talk to people about Onlyfy this week, they say it's a great idea. The big question is, if they manage to keep the database of 21 million profiles up to date and active, because otherwise 3 years from now you have a big database but no active profiles, and that's a big issue for the strategy. So what's your idea behind that?
So maybe I jump in there for a first brand and positioning perspective. So if we look on it from a B2B perspective, it's of course a big benefit for companies that you can reach out for 21 million users and profiles. If you take it from a talent perspective, it will not just be focused on you can get a new job. It will be focused on job orientation. So we still will have content, excellent content, but not, you know, not like posting your cafe latte and hunting for likes and comments, but have contents that help you for your job orientation, like finding what's my way to go, where can I be in the future, and is it still that job, or would I like to change something, and what would be the best company for that, and networking on that aspects as well. But it's not focused on this. I just arrived in Cologne and here's my selfie. It will be focused on the topic of job orientation. And this will be a move, but I think this clarity and this focus will help our users to, you know, to find the benefit and to understand the benefits that they can have on Xing. And still, the whole job thing, I don't know that this is so new to be on jobs to get new, to be on Xing to get new jobs recommendations. I think this aspect was pretty early on Xing. But the whole job orientation topic, it's growing. It's something everybody thinks about. And I think this will help our users to find their way back to Xing and to get the best benefit they can have on our platform.
That's my big, really big question, because we're facing years now ahead, at least that's my assumption, due to the demographic change and due to the digitization, that of course we have a paradigm shift on the market, as you know, and people have more power than in the past in terms of looking out for jobs. If you're, let's say, an IT person, you don't need, I guess, job orientation, because you get questions every day if you'd like to work for this employer or that employer. So what I'm really interested in, what kind of job orientation, what kind of activity will you have to make sure that that perhaps you not lose candidates, but that Xing as a platform grows and is also very active. If this is possible, I guess that's a major question, and that's the underlying question, at least from my perspective in terms of the strategy. I guess everything that you have in mind will be super successful. So, but that's a major thing here. So how do you want to achieve that?
I think orientation from a UX perspective, if we look at it academically, what it actually means, it's broken down for me into two pillars. And these two pillars are understanding of self, understanding of the market. So understanding who you are with your career path you've achieved so far, what do you want to do next, what skills, what capabilities you're lacking to get to that next step, and what guidance you have to go under to get to that next career step, what your value is, what you're worth, how you negotiate, and how you build yourself up to make your next career step and get paid for it. And of course, understanding of the market, having a very good understanding of what is out there in terms of employers that you can be a vital part of their success, and what their culture is, what their mindset is, and whether there is a fit for you there. And I think that's exactly the big bet with Orientation, and that's exactly what will revitalize. I'm confident Xing as a platform, bringing and delivering on that promise and rejuvenating the discussion through understanding of self, understanding of the market, taking out, as Uwe very well said, the vanity aspect that has nothing to do with recruiting, and creating a true orientation for its users, and actually also sparking the discussion that covers the aspect what you were saying earlier, Gero, with being on the platform, not necessarily for looking for a job. And I think that's where the trigger also happens to go more into the search phase, because within this understanding of self and understanding of the market, Xing is going to have the opportunity to take you from what I call job waiting to job searching, because there is a lot of people on a passive state before they start searching for a job. They think that the new job should actually come to them. It's kind of like a Cinderella story, right? They think that Prince Charming is going to appear with a beautiful shoe, and but that's not the case. You actually have to get to work to get a new job. And I think this is also the huge bet in the orientation phase, taking you out of being a passive seeker and actually making you an active seeker. You said you spoke about developers. Okay, yes, but as a developer, how do you understand what your worth is? How do you understand what your development capabilities are? How do you actually get nudged to say, hey, you don't need to go to work every day at the office, but you can actually work from anywhere in the world if you want to? And then yes, the offers should come to you, but somebody should actually nudge you and orientate you and guide you towards signalizing that, hey, I am open to offers, so come to me, or I'm coming to you. You know, I think that's the big bet of orientation, and that's why I'm really looking forward to the new Xing moving forward.
Yes, and I would like to add just one thing, because of course, everyone's seeing the challenges that we will have in a changing working world to get the relevance of Xing to be one side of that marketplace. But our challenge is to keep 21 million users active and responsive. But, you know, many of those other providers, they have to build like this whole marketplace thing. And we already have them. We just have to stay relevant for them, but other suppliers will have to build an active channel with the talents, and they don't have it. And I think this is the bigger challenge. Even everybody's saying, okay, Xing has a challenge. Yes, we do. But I think the other ones have even a bigger challenge, because if you look on them, it's not about keeping 21 million profiles active. It's about building profiles. And this is, you know, this is really, really a big challenge, even bigger though than the challenge we are facing. But of course, there is one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's no question. The big question at the end of the day is, and we all don't know, as you said, it's a bet on the future. And as with all business models, you have to believe in certain things so that the idea becomes reality. I don't know what happens 3 or 5 years from now and how the market really develops. One thing is for sure, that at least for high qualified people, it's easier than ever before to get a job. And I don't know if they need orientation, but perhaps they need other things. What's surprising to me is that at least so far, the whole topic of learning and training is not discussed in this context, because I think that could be a main driver to keep talents active on the platform, if you would provide also training courses and development courses. And you have so many information also if we take Kununu into place. We didn't speak about this, but this is a major platform as well. So I guess there are certain ways to ensure activity and also ensure that people stick on the platform. So, but I don't know if you think about these things in terms of training and development.
Yes, I think, I agree. The market of learning and development is a big one, and it's changing, and it's getting even bigger. So this is definitely interesting. But of course, we're still we're working on our strategy. We have, first of all, we are building our new product, Onlyfy One. Because what you see right now is the first version, but we have lots of ideas and lots of visions for the future on that product. But of course, we are thinking on the left and on the right. And I think there will be definitely more things to come. But let's talk about those things when we have them.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And I expected this answer, to be honest. But nevertheless, I mean, we can talk about ideas as well. You have already some customers on your website, for instance, About You, to just name one name, or BDO, to name another company. And were they part of a kind of beta test program for the new product?
Yes, we've been on beta for more than a month now.
Yeah,
I'm happy to say that for the most part, because of course it's a beta program, but for the most part, it's the feedback we've been receiving is basically coming right back to our product and brand strategy from the end of 2021, which I think is brilliant. So the users definitely see the benefit of having this one-stop shop experience for the select and manage part of the recruiter flow, and also the active and passive sourcing part of it. They really appreciate the guided aspect of Onlyfy One and how intuitive it is. At the end of the day, it's perceived as a huge time saver, because you do everything under one hood. It's ideal for people who are not champions in active sourcing, but also suitable for those prosumers of active sourcing. So regardless of what typology you are in, the product can be used by you. And it also delivers on this promise of instant gratification, which is so important for recruiters as well. We tend to forget that recruiters are also users, right? So when you complete a task on a software, you want to get that instant gratification. And that's exactly what the product is doing here. As soon as you complete the task of setting up your job and publishing it, you get the instant gratification of receiving matching talent immediately on the spot. And from there on, a very convenient way to get into the discussion with that talent, which is again underlined by a sense of instant gratification.
All right. Yeah. Sounds.
And maybe I could add just one thing on that point, because sure, this is really important to me. So if we talk about future ready recruiting, if we talk about new hiring, it's no longer just passive sourcing. It's, you know, passive sourcing, active sourcing, social media recruiting, employer branding, and all of that with an excellent candidate experience. And I think big corporates are doing that already. So it may not sound new to them, but if you look at mid-sized company, you usually have one recruiter or an HR generalist or even the CEO doing these things. So they are not there. They are doing passive sourcing. And if we build a platform, and if we give them a platform with Onlyfy One that combines all these disciplines And you can do, for example, social media recruiting on one click. This brings the convenience that makes it at the first time possible for mid-sized company to do all of these disciplines and not just focus on passive sourcing. And this is kind of, you know, I like to talk about democratizing of recruiting, because now every company can do that, and not only the big corporates with 100 recruiters in their HR unit.
Yeah, I guess I get that. And also, I really like that holistic approach, because I feel that in HR, there's too many boxes. I'm responsible for employer branding, but that's not recruiting. Okay, recruiting is another part in the company. And I do new work, but it has nothing to do with recruitment and retention. So I guess that's it's not that simple. You gotta look at things from a holistic view and perspective. And it's great that you have an offer here also for the mid-sized companies. So very interesting. In terms of timing, half an hour is already through. And I have to say thank you very much that after this stressful week and the launch of the brand on the Zukunft Personal, you took the time to talk to me here on the Saatkorn podcast. So thank you very much. And I really would like to talk to you in the future, how things develop. And I guess everybody in the German market will have a close look. What I really want to say is I wish you all the best and much success with Onlyfy, since I think it's great that we have a German company that really moves things forward also in HR tech. So thanks for that, Uwe, and thanks for that, Solon, and all the best with Onlyfy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gero.
Jo, das war diese Saatkorn-Podcast-Episode. Wenn du nichts mehr verpassen willst und dich überhaupt für die Saatkorn-Themen interessierst, dann abonnier doch einfach meinen niegelnagelneuen Newsletter. Und dann bekommst du jeden Sonntag frisch alle Artikel, alle Podcast-Folgen, außerdem noch meine wöchentliche Kolumne und die Verlosung der Woche in deine Inbox. Musst du natürlich nicht sonntags lesen, geht auch montags oder dienstags. Ich würde mich sehr freuen, hier nochmal die URL saatkorn.com/Newsletter. Tja, dann bis bald. Ciao.